From the New York Times, Paul Mooney, the trailblazing comedic writer and performer best known for his blunt, boundary-pushing routines about racism and social justice, and for his work with Richard Pryor and Dave Chappelle, died on Wednesday at his home in Oakland, California. Paul Mooney was 79. His publicist, Cassandra Williams, says the cause was a heart attack. Paul Mooney was a longtime friend and frequent writing collaborator with Richard Pryor. Mooney was the head writer of The Richard Pryor Show, a short-lived comedy variety show that aired on NBC in 1977, and he wrote material for Mr. Pryor's Saturday Night Live appearances. In an interview with The New York Times after Richard Pryor's death in 2005, Paul Mooney described himself as Richard Pryor's black writer. Paul Mooney appeared as Sam Cooke in the movie The Buddy Holly Story and as Junebug in Spike Lee's satirical 2000 film Bamboozled. In the early 2000s, Mooney appeared on Chappelle's show as the character Negrodamus. I think that's where a lot of us that were too young in the 70s to know Mooney's work with Pryor got to know Paul Mooney. The character Negrodamus offered the questions to life's great mysteries, such as, why do white people like Wayne Brady so much? Negrodamus and another recurring Chappelle show segment called Ask a Black Dude introduced Paul Mooney to a new generation of fans. A message from Paul Mooney's official Twitter account said, thank you from the bottom of all our hearts. You're all the best. To all in love with this great man, many thanks. From TMZ, Dave Chappelle says Paul Mooney's legacy as one of the best comedians to ever do it will live forever, and he's going to make sure it happens. Dave says Paul will be sorely missed and wildly remembered, and he'll personally make sure folks won't ever forget the comedic legend. Behind the scenes here at the podcast, I cannot turn the commercials off. When I do an episode like this, I hate monetizing it, but there's no way for me to turn it off. I hope you understand. Be right back with some reactions from comedians. David Alan Greer was on Instagram and said, I perform with Paul Mooney on stage, work with him on screens big and small, witnessed him absolutely destroy audiences night after night after night. I will miss your uncompromising, truthful insight, intelligence, and searing wit. Mark Maron tweeted, RIP, the great Paul Mooney. It was an honor to be a back-of-the-room student for his late-night masterclasses when I was a doorman back in the day. Doug Benson tweeted, Paul Mooney, make God uncomfortable. Bob Saget, Paul Mooney, so sorry to hear of his passing. When I came to the Comedy Store in 1978, I watched him so often when he performed. Incredibly funny and poignant. Always so kind to me, too. He loved waking people up while being hilarious. Rest in peace, Paul. W. Kamau Bell said, I was lucky enough to open for Paul Mooney several times. It was a masterclass. It was like a Malcolm X speech that had been punched up by Red Fox. Wow. And then in the middle of everything, he'd go off on a tangent about Jane Fonda. He was one of the greats. Rest in peace, Mr. Mooney. George Wallace, so saddened by the loss of a real comedy king, Paul Mooney. Total respect for my elder. Witherspoon last year, now this. They say it comes in threes. I ain't sleeping for the next 2 years. Jason Zinneman writes for the New York Times. He said, RIP Paul Mooney, a mighty legend of stand-up and sketch. The connective tissue between two classics, The Richard Pryor Show and Chappelle's Show. Sam Morrill, RIP Paul Mooney, comedy legend. In this pic, you had just watched 21-year-old me bomb so hard, and you were still cool to me. He tweeted a picture, obviously. And Bill Burr wrote, RIP to the absolute master, Paul Mooney. I learned so much from you. Back in the day, I met Paul Mooney a few times. I remember one time in particular. I want to say we must have been at the New York Comedy Festival. What's in my mind is we were at a show watching Roseanne Arnold, and Paul Mooney had the aisle seat on my left. I remember he fell asleep during the show. My experience with Paul, which may differ from those of others, was he didn't need your appreciation or love. You could like walk up to him and be like, oh man, you're great, but you're great. And like he didn't care what you thought. He was his own man. Funny, yes. One of the greats, yes. Looking to be your friend. Maybe not. Back in the morning with a regular episode. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. See you then.